Setting the tone for what is about to transpire. More good music brought to you by The Eternal Now here on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. We'll be presenting selections for your amusement. Let's get started. We heard right there Ananda Shankar from his beloved album, Sa Re Ga Ma Shan. And of course we heard their Monkey's Tea Party. And oh, what a tea party it was. Up next, The Residents, from their 1980 album, Commercial Album. Here we have Theme for an American TV Show.
Avoir ce que je désire, je ne désire pas ce que j'ai. Je ne puis l'avoir parce que je ne désire pas.
L'engloutissement lui apparaît comme un risque qu'il court en étant compris, c'est-à-dire surpris, saisi, en étant aimé.
Ce que je ne puis avoir et ce que je désire.
Voir, simplement en étant vu.
Je ne désire pas ce que je puis avoir.
Être compris correctement.
Parce que ce que je puis avoir est ce que je ne désire pas.
C'est être englouti, enfermé, absorbé, noyé, dévoré, étouffé par la prétendue compréhension d'une autre personne.
Je ne désire jamais ce que j'ai.
Krishna. This is how I will take all the souls of all mortals.
It isn't enough I gotta be on duty 24 hours a day. It isn't enough I gotta walk Boot Hill time after time. Eat slop with Doc when I'm not even hungry. Work with red-eyed soreheads that stayed up too late the night before and got nothing to offer in the morning but complaints of bad tastes and low pay. The women as ill-tempered as the men. And what's the sense of them throwing kitty at me the way they do? They know nothing can never come of it. It ain't right. It ain't never gonna be legal like between the two of us. Then like clockwork, some fool comes along who figures he's gonna make a big name and gun down a famous marshal. And I spend endless nights lying awake, thinking of another proud young look on a strong, sharp-cut face that suddenly turns to shock and fear when he knows my 45 slug is ripping the last split second of life out of him. He never even gets a firm grip on his own gun handle. I read his face, and it says everything all the others say about turning time back and wishing he hadn't tried and praying it wasn't really happening. I add up the hours and the endless surge of bad actors and the same thing over and over, and on top of it all, I know that Beaver's gonna look up any minute, and if he says it again, so help me.
Mr. Harness, sir, how's come you don't never let me go to Mike Romanoff's near the Brown Derby with you come lunch break? All I ever gets is foul black cold coffee and beans we use on the set, Mr. Harness. Mr. James Garner and Mr. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. also lets their loyal sidekicks go out for French dip sandwiches and crab louis, Mr. Harness. But old Menace, Mr. Harness, sir, just gets...
Shut up, Menace!
Beans and foul black...
Beaver, shut up!
You shouldn't have tried to draw on me, Mr. Harness. Sir?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
people. Okay, we are back. Kind of a weird and eclectic one there. Joel Chadby. Chadabe. If anyone knows how to say this name correctly, feel free to leave that pronunciation in the comments. We heard Modalities for Interactive Music System. From CDCM Computer Music Volume 7. And just in front of that, Elizabeth Waldo. From 1960. From our album Rites of the Pagan. Very similar to Ema Sumac type of vibes there. From Elizabeth Waldo. In front of that, the esoteric sounds of Ad Van Buren from 1985, hailing from the Netherlands. The track there was called Golf. From a very nice cassette, Vervels en Vlaarden by Ad Van Buren. In front of that, Philippe Monroy from the compilation Historia della Musica Electroacustica. We heard Neptune 1991. Excerpted. In front of that, we heard Maria Teresa Luciani, a track called The Poor Neighborhood, from her album Sounds of the City, brought to you by the kind folk at Finders Keepers. Just in front of that, P16D4, hailing from Germany, from their CD, The Acrid Acme of P16D4, we heard an excerpt of the track, Half Cut Crows. And just before that, Ragnar Grip, from his album, 10 Temperaments. We heard there, the eighth track, The Eighth Temperament by Ragnar Grip. Just before that, Soviet France, with these guys being neither French nor Russian, yet hailing from the UK, we heard from their album, Look Into Me, a short little track, Surge, by Soviet France. And in front of that, hailing from Sweden, Lily Roger, the man behind Cold Meat Industry, Roger Carmonic, and also Brighter Death Now. Yet this earlier period here, Lily Roger, from the album For Life. Just before that, from 1960, Johnny Gunn, a track called Gunsmog. That, of course, comes from the album Introspection 4. Weirdos from the uncommon world of Johnny Gunn with the auteur musical sounds of Don Ralke. just in front of that, the Tsar Band. A track called Mephisto. Brought to you by Trash Can Records. Just before that, Francis Domont. From his amazing album on INAGRM from the year 1982. We heard an excerpt from Englautissement. And way back at the beginning, we did start off with The Residents from their commercial album. Ralph Records, 1980. I think we're all up to speed at this point. Thanks for ringing in the new year with me here. Episode 1, year 2025. Sounds so futuristic. You have been listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. On WFMU.org, perhaps we can do this again together next week. Goodbye.